Good afternoon. In you come, please. Do you have a sit down? come down and talk to me. I'm your therapist for today, Miss Cassandra, but you can just call me Cassie if you prefer. Whatever is more comfortable for you. It is critical that you are happy and comfortable with the therapy and the conversations that we have here. Of course, I personally specialise in therapy relating to inter- and intrapersonal relationships, especially those of a romantic or a sexual nature. My personal interests lie in finding the best possible path as your therapist for you to go down, to understand and acknowledge your true self. Yes, no, I do understand. The new world that we live in can be perceived as scary, especially for a boy like yourself. Even from your profile, I knew and understood that you are a small little white boy in a big scary new world. I get it, I do. Now, before you came to me today, I did have you answer a questionnaire of a kind so I could understand what level of treatment I have to prescribe to you. I wanted to briefly talk through your answers so we can kind of figure out what route we should go down and find what your path is going to be. Alright? Okay. So what you've put here, feelings of insecurity, of fear and anxiety, mainly due to feelings of inferiority, sexuality and even gender. Okay. That's right. Alright. Well, firstly, what you are feeling is completely natural. Due to recent developments in psychology and society at large, white boys generally do feel undervalued and underappreciated because, well, generally, they have been replaced. Their mothers, sisters, girlfriends, other friends, most of the women in their lives have moved on from them. The choices and decisions that they made now have very little impact, if any, nowadays. On a sexual and a romantic level, white men have been reduced to boys. Simple things that are used for menial chores, playthings. Like you mentioned on your questionnaire, that you do homework for the black boys in your class, right? And help out as much as you can. That is good, of course, very good. So we know from that, or we can infer from that, that you are very loyal. That is good, very good. I want to ask a few further questions on that. Just to confirm, you are in fact a virgin. Yes. Good, good. Have you ever even kissed a girl before? Or touched one? No? Okay. That is interesting and good to know. In the New World Order, it is very important that little white boys, such as yourself, are fully aware of your place. A secondary follow-up question to that would be about your pornography consumption. Okay? So what sort of pornography do you watch? And how often? Okay, that is actually very good. I actively encourage censored interracial pornography for my patients and clients. Absolutely. It is incredibly important for modern white boys and for their psyche. On that, it is customary for boys of about your age, perhaps a bit earlier, to be put into chastity. Do you know what that means? Okay. Basically, let me just show you an example here. Now, this is a typical example of a device that we implement here to ensure the chastity of our patients. This device may seem a bit frightening at first, but it really is for the best. As a white boy, your purpose is finished. I understand you are a little insecure, perhaps, as you mentioned, a little bit worried, but listen, I have prescribed a selection of treatment multiple times in the past, very often. This device will ensure that you remain chaste, and honestly, you won't even miss the time before you had it, if that makes sense. It will help you embrace your true nature. Contrary to common belief, your virginity is a very important part of the Black New World Order. Oh, absolutely. By remaining a virgin, it means that you fully support the new way of things, and that you're submitting and allowing what is meant to happen. And you're allowing it to happen, you know? Chastity will become a huge relief in your life, and will give you a sense of control. Does that sound good? I'm glad to hear it. Moreover from that, chastity gives us a remarkable foundation to work with. With your little problem tucked away, nice and locked up, it may occur to you at some point to ask about how you should receive pleasure. Well, that's another myth that needs to be dispelled. As a white boy, how you experience pleasure isn't the same as it used to be. Your place in the New World Order is to support white girls and black boys, of course, but also some find that their true calling, if you will, is to begin a process known as feminization. We do this through medication, sometimes hypnosis, regular sessions with counselors like me, etc. Feminization generally encourages feminine growth within your body. Slowly, and normally pleasantly, I should say, your body begins to change into a pleasuring reciprocal for black men. You'll experience tingling sensations up and down your body as your little cock will begin to soften, and one day it will never get hard again. Your skin will be supple and pale and inviting for any black man that might want to have sex with you. I can see on the look on your face that deep down you think that this might be what you want, and you want to do this, but you're a bit afraid of what people might think. Generally, people will be very proud of you for undertaking such an important step in your education as a modern white boy. Definitely. I get it, right? But as I mentioned, the drugs themselves won't be enough to get what we want, if that makes sense. It's important that you follow instructions very carefully. You'll need to come and see me, obviously, more frequently. Hypnosis is a very powerful tool to help forget about your old life and your previous expectations and come to an understanding of what you really are and what your purpose is, and that is to remain chaste, slowly succumbing to your wants and your desires, to embrace the more feminine nature that is naturally within you. To understand more fully that black men, they are naturally more masculine, dominant, alpha, and women like that, women are attracted to that. White boys like yourself naturally have less testosterone, as I'm sure you've been taught, and naturally more estrogen. You've probably noticed that with your lack of muscle mass and growth, and by the size of your cock. That's alright. Of course, if you have any questions or queries at any point, just stop me and let me know. Of course, go ahead. How can you show more dedication? Well, that's a very good question, and I'm glad that you're thinking so forwardly. The final steps that I would suggest would be distributed into two categories. After your feminization has advanced to the point of view to be of use to your black superiors, then you must totally and entirely give yourself to black men. Yeah, it really is that simple. And beyond that, well, the final step that boys can take is incredibly open-minded and very liberating for them. That's always been our feedback. Essentially, you get castrated, painlessly, of course, but it serves to make sure that any potential of life, of your old life, is gone, and that there is no way for you to go back and no way for you to reproduce and that sort of thing. It also renders what will remain of your cock to be completely useless. So you can finally dedicate yourself to self-improvement and serving the Black New World Order. As mentioned, once your feminization process is complete, it's important for you to go out into the world and to meet black men and to offer yourself to them as much as they may want you. But I'm sure you are fully aware of that and what that means. Your body by that point will be receptive and welcoming to not only the changes it's gone through, but for also having sex with black men and to pleasure them. The physical changes are just as important as the mental ones. And like I mentioned, there are multiple tapes and videos online which encourage hypnosis. I personally can give you hypnosis if you want to help you fully come to an understanding of your position in the New World Order. And I would be more than happy to take you on that journey. It's very liberating for me to encourage white boys into their true role in the New World Order. Of course. I love that you're eager to get started. I should hope so. I will look out some medication for you, and we can perhaps get this cage on, and we'll go from there, shall we?